Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We got headline scores, and we start with some more huge news in NFL free agency because it just never stops. Bobby Wagner has reached a five-year deal with the Los Angeles Rams worth $50 million. It will mark a homecoming for Wagner, who was born in Los Angeles and attended high school in Ontario, California, about 35 miles east of LA. Wagner becomes the latest big-name player to join a star-studded Rams defense that already includes Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. Wagner publicly and privately voiced his unhappiness over how the Seattle Seahawks handled his release earlier this month. Wagner, at just 31, was the last remaining member of the star-studded defense that led Seattle to its lone world championship and its return trip to Super Bowl 49 after the 2014 season. WNBA icon Swin Cash, NBA stars Manu Ginobili and Tim Hardaway, former longtime NBA head coach George Karl, and West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins were among those reportedly set to be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2022. Cash is currently an executive with the New Orleans Pelicans. She was a three-time WNBA champion, a four-time WNBA All-Star, and a two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA. Manu was obviously a four-time NBA champ, a two-time All-Star, and a former NBA Sixth Man of the Year during his 16-year career with the Spurs. Hardaway played on five NBA teams, was a five-time All-Star, and a five-time All-NBA player as well, including an All-NBA first team appearance in 1997. New York Mets ace Jacob DeGrom felt tightness in his right shoulder while throwing long toss and might not be able to make his scheduled spring start this Friday. The timing is far from ideal for the Mets, who opened the season in a week with DeGrom slated to pitch in the opener against the Washington Nationals. DeGrom, a two-time Cy Young Award winner, got off to a sensational start last season, going 7-2 with a 1.08 ERA over 15 outings, truly about to put up one of the greatest pitching seasons of all time, but an elbow injury sidelined him the entire second half. Obviously, this is why you sign a guy like Max Scherzer, but just a shame that we might never actually get fully healthy Jacob DeGrom for an entire season. Just a shame. Let's go to some scores. The 76ers could never pull away from the 21 Pistons all night, then blew a huge lead in the fourth quarter and eventually lost to Detroit 102-94. After the game, Coach Doc Rivers was asked if the bench was the problem when Philly blew its lead, and he threw James Harden right under the bus, saying, quote, "It was more James than them." Harden finished the night with 18 points on 4 of 15 shooting, but was 1 of 8 in the second half with just 4 points. We told y'all that the Pistons were scrappy. Look at Detroit, man. That's a fun team. Cade doesn't look like he's shook by anyone. They got Marvin Bagley now, who's finally starting to play well. Sadiq Bey is good. Jerian Grant is pretty good. They got a good team. A 50-piece for DeMar DeRozan as the Bulls beat the Clippers in OT, 135-130. Huge win for the Bulls. They've been slipping as of recent. Big-time stuff for DeMar that might have secured an All-NBA spot for him. Bucks over the Nets, 120-119 in an overtime thriller. Giannis, 44, 14, and 6, including a bunch of massive shots and free throws down the stretch, including one step-back three-pointer that I did not know that Giannis had in his bag. I let out a notable gasp when he made that shot. He really battled KD and took him to the wire down the stretch. This Bucks team is legit, or I guess I should say they're still legit, seeing as they won the championship last year. Hawks also over the Cavs, 131-107, as their run for a play-in spot continues. Moments we're watching today, Suns-Grizzlies on NBA TV, 8 p.m. Eastern time, really fun game, maybe a Western Conference Finals preview with or without Ja Morant. Devin Booker has been in fuego, though, recently, averaging 30-5 in his last 10 games. This will be a fun game. I wonder if the Grizzlies will actually be able to keep up with the Suns without Ja. They've been so good without him, but this is a different animal. Pelicans Lakers at 10:30, also on NBA TV, a huge game for playoff seeding, and it sounds like LeBron and AD will actually be playing in this game. The Lakers desperately need to start winning. The Pelicans are two games up on them. Currently, they are the 9 seed, while the Lakers are the 11 seed. However, they have the same record as the 10 seed Spurs, so they need to really start winning games and win them fast. T-Wolves Nuggets on Buzzer, as these two teams jockey for playoff seeding, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Buzzer. Should be a really fun game. We also have March Madness games tonight. Women's Final Four actually starts off tonight. Louisville and South Carolina, two of your number one seeds. They square off at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. That should be an absolute blast. That South Carolina team is completely loaded. Then 9:30 p.m., the late game, number one Stanford versus number two UConn. Paige Beckers has been on fire. We'll see if the Huskies can make another miraculous run. This should be an awesome, awesome women's Final Four. Be sure to start watching at 7 p.m. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we've got three lines again tonight. Grizz, a plus 7.5 at minus 112. Look, the Suns are awesome, but maybe the Grizzlies can give them a game at home. Nuggets, minus 4 against the T-Wolves at home. Let's also take the Lakers at minus 105. LeBron and AD, they have to equal something, right? Parlay is plus 589. $10 wins you $58.90. On this day in sports history, back in 2016, the Golden State Warriors NBA record winning home run ends at 54 games after the Boston Celtics defeated them 109-106. That loss at Oracle Arena was actually the Warriors' first since January of 2015. What a crazy run that was. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean, and if you haven't already, make sure to follow Buzzer. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great April, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you next week.